So hello and welcome to our eighth call. Wow, the time has flown and what a journey this has been. And I do just want to celebrate you and thank you for being a part of this program and for taking the action steps and empowerment tools and using them to create and live your new life. So today's call is going to flow like this. We're going to set our intention for the program and this call. And then we're going to talk about the energy of the planet and our own individual love energy. And then we're going to experience a new meditation to clear your chakra energy centers and just fill those with love. And I'm really excited about that. I've been looking forward to this meditation and I've been listening to it for a few days now. And yeah, I really love it. So I hope you do too. And then we're going to recap. Okay, so first, we want to solidify the intention for this program. You know, we've come together to learn how to bring our heart and brain into coherence to feel safe and to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing us from the pain of the past. And we're here to raise our vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of the divinity within, to create and live our lives from this love vibration. No matter what's going on around us. Now, our intention for this call is to clear old, stagnant, painful pain energy from our body, and specifically through meditation, clearing those chakra energy centers. So, together we set our intention. So, if you'll just close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath. Oh, I've got a little tension in my shoulder. So let's just take those deep breaths and fully exhale. And we set our intention as we focus on the feeling that breath coming into and exhaling from our bodies. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now, with eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. And now just shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness, opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience. For you truly are limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so today we come together as one. Whether you're here live or listening to the recording, there's magic to be experienced. You know, Florence taught that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And we're here from a basis of love to interact through the love vibration. So even a month or years later, when you listen to the recordings of this program, the love will follow through. It's how love energy works. It endures time, and there is no time or space. Now, I've mentioned using your life force energy, which is pure love energy. And when Mikail Isui discovered that Reiki energy, he was searching for the true purpose of life. In its original form, Reiki was a path to enlightenment. The healing aspect was a remarkable extra, if you will. And the first time I experienced Reiki, when that was back when my life was pretty awful, and the only way to go was up. I had met a woman who told me about Reiki, and she wanted to show me what it felt like. And she held her hand up over my forehead, and I didn't know what to expect, so I just sat there with my eyes closed. And then the next thing I knew, I could feel this slow movement of energy, like a thick golden syrup flowing down from the inside of my head. And it went down through my face and my neck and my shoulders and down through my arms and my body and down through my hips and my legs. It went all the way down to my feet as I just sat there. And I felt this huge release of tension, the release of anxiety. I felt lighter, happier. And man, I didn't know what that was, but I had to have more of it. And everyone has the life force energy within them. Everyone. And before I was attuned to the Reiki energy, I used it on Jessie, my daughter, when she was in the first grade. We were hiding out from her dad, and we weren't sleeping much. But I'd gotten a book about Reiki and used the hand positions in the book, infusing all the love I held for her through my hands. And when I would do that, she would sleep all night, barely moving through the night. It was really easy for me because I just focused and funneled the love and all the love of my heart to Jessie through my hands, and love heals. And then after I was attuned to Reiki and I had terrible allergies, I couldn't breathe, headache, runny nose. It was September, you know, and we were at a high school football game when the quarterback hurt his ankle. And I was miserable because I forgot to take my allergy medication, but I sat down on the sidelines with him and I Reiki'd his ankle. And the next thing I knew, my allergy symptoms were gone, just gone. And then the quarterback got up and finished the game. And you know, the Reiki benefits who or what you're focused on, as well as you, the practitioner. You have this life force energy within you, and you can infuse your food, your water, your life, your dog, your cat, your business, your money, your home, your car. You can infuse the love energy of Reiki into everything with the intention of sharing the healing love through you. And when you bless with the intention of infusing someone or something with love sincerely from your heart, you know, like we've been doing, you're using that life force energy of Reiki. And you may ask if you have the Reiki love within you, that energy is in you anyway, why would you want to be attuned to it? Well, the attunement speeds up your ability to focus the energy. But do you have to be attuned to use it? Well, the simple answer is just no, you don't. You know, I used it on Jessie before I got attuned when she wasn't sleeping well. But if you want to get better at it quickly, attunement is the way to go. And there are three levels of Reiki, and I can attune you to that. And there is a reduced fee for it that I listed on the Deep Dive Central website. If you want to be attuned, just let me know and we'll get you scheduled. And just be aware that if the body isn't going to heal, Reiki won't heal it, but it will bring comfort. And I bring all that up because we want to use that love energy, use that, you know, whether you're attuned to Reiki and you're really focusing it, or you're just focusing that life force energy within you because you're setting that intention to do it. It's still powerful. And it when you're in that love energy, you're not in fear. So the more you can practice infusing your life and everything around you with the love energy, well, you can't do it if you're in fear. So it benefits you, you know, and blessing your food and blessing your water, blessing your home, you know, infusing it with all that love, It's powerful, and you can do it. You can do it. Okay, so let's talk about the energy of today's world for a moment. Of course, you know, we're in a time that's unprecedented. The energy we're experiencing right now, the energy flowing throughout our planet and from the cosmos, is at an accelerated vibration of love energy. And you know, I don't have the scientific knowledge to explain it, but this is what's happening. I can feel it, and if you get really still, you can feel it too. This energy is supporting us to man up, to step to the plate, and use the power within us. And you know, it's not just you, it's me too. It's, you know, it's all of us. We're being supported, but we've got to take the action steps to follow through. This energy is supporting us to heal what we've held in unforgiveness, to overcome stress, survival mode, and overwhelm. You know, this energy is supporting us to be the love vibration, reconnecting us to the love that is our essence, that love that the life force energy, you know, becoming that reconnecting with one as the divinity within. And this energy is supporting us to expand our awareness, to be aware of our own internal energy, as well as the energy that's around us, supporting us to deflect negativity and just absorb the love. And there are going to be so many people awakening to this knowing within them, like you have. And you and I, we have to be ready to support them. I remember when I was a little girl hearing my great-grandma Haley talking to my grandma about Jesus coming back, about that being the end of the world. Well, I would agree it's the end of the world as we know it, because Jesus is back. He's come into, you know, most of my angel readings and the readings of other mediums or angel readers that I know, and he joins in individual chats with the angels, prayers, meditations. He's been involved in several of our meditations by name, and always with energy. And I can say with complete confidence that Jesus is working with each one of you to raise your vibration, to reconnect with the divinity within you, to use your power to feed the multitudes with a few loaves and fishes, to turn water to wine, to step to the plate and live your life from a vibration of love energy. And this doesn't mean the world is ending. This means the world is seriously changing. The world as we knew it, you know, 10 years ago, is done. You know, when the pandemic hit, that changed everything. Now, with the love energy coming in and the light illuminating the darkness, it'll never go back to the way it was. And this week when I was meeting with my angelic team, Jesus was there. And he asked me, he said, "Do you trust me to have your back?" And I said, "Yes." And he responded with, "Then let me." And just to be clear, that means no worrying. Yep, no worrying, no anxiety, no fretting about anything. And I mean anything. That means living a life worry and fear free, fearlessly living our life. What would your life be like if you lived fearlessly because Jesus has your back? Because his question wasn't just for me. Of course, he knew I was going to share. It's for you too. Do you trust Jesus to have your back? You know, accepting that, feeling that he has my back. You know, he has literally stood behind us in a few of the meditations, literally having your back. Accepting that changes the vibration in your body because it brings in a feeling of safety and peacefulness, which is where we want to be. So do you trust Jesus to have your back? Give that some thought. Now, have you heard of Dr. David Hawkins? Well, he developed the map of consciousness. And through his research, he tells us that when we've achieved the love vibration, we're at a vibration of 500. And when we achieve the joy vibration, we're at about 540. And when we're at a level of peace, which is where we really want to go, that's where we really want to be, we're vibrating at 600. And when we're vibrating at this peace state of being at 600, one person counterbalances 10 million people vibrating at the level of courage and below. Courage being a vibration of 200. Imagine that. One person at the vibration of 600 counterbalancing 10 million people at courage and below. And what's below courage? The emotional states of hate, anxiety, regret, despair, guilt, shame. Yeah. There's a lot of people in this world that are feeling all those emotions. This throws a whole new light on being just one person. What really excited me about this map of consciousness is the 600 vibration is what we are striving for. And I believe we're closer than we think. You know, we want that to be like muscle memory where we just are there. It's our normal, our normal state of being. It's definitely our natural state, but we want it to be our normal everyday state of being. Now, I learned of this map in Dr. Hawkins' work through Pam Gregory, the astrologer. And I think that I already put a copy of the map and a link to Dr. Hawkins' book, The Map of Consciousness, at Amazon, and a link to Pam Gregory's official YouTube page on the Deep Dive Central webpage. I'm pretty sure I did that already. If I didn't, I will do it as soon as we get off the call. And we do have just one more call next week. And if you have questions, please reach out to me and ask them. If you need help managing a support tool or implementing it, please reach out. Okay, so how did you do with your homework from last week? Did you write out what you're doing to shift your energy from fear to love? Did you fully explain like you were talking to someone in your writing? And how deep did you go? Have you established your new routine, your non-negotiable time and action steps? You know, like writing in your daily journal pages. And are you doing that? And are you discovering a pattern of where you use your power and where you don't? Are you using your chaos flush energy system when you get angry or frustrated? Are you blessing your food and your water sincerely from your heart, infusing that Reiki love into it? Are you managing and focusing your power using your action steps and empowerment support tools? If you want to work with me further to fully anchor all of this, on March 28th, the Empowerment Implementation Intensive begins, and this will be a safe space to fully explore your power in a community setting with me. And we'll be setting real intentions and using our power to bring those intentions to fruition. And if you're ready to do this, you can register and reserve your seat. And if you want to talk with me about it, let me know. Okay, so the meditation I want to share with you today is just over 32 minutes long. So we're We're going to do that a little bit earlier than usual. And this meditation clears your chakra energy centers of old energy and infuses them with that love of the highest order. And I want to preface this meditation by asking you to simply allow yourself to flow with the guidance. Don't try to force anything, like trying to manifest something, you know, throwing all that out there. You don't have to do any of that. Just flow with the guidance. Follow the guidance and allow your body to release what it no longer needs and to absorb the love. But as a human, you know, you may feel that need to push to make something happen, but please just understand just the love energy. Your individual love energy contains the desires of your heart. That love energy is a match for the energy of your field of potentiality. You know, Florence calls this the realm of perfect ideas, and scientists call this the quantum field. Your love energy matches this field and lays claim to everything that resides there. Your beautiful home, your magnificent job, or your perfect self-expression, you know, your money, your happiness, your peace, everything that's yours in that field matches your energy at your love vibration. So when you're vibrating at the love frequency and you have a thought of what you want, it's made manifest from your field of potentiality and it arrives as your experience in this physical world. You don't have to go get it. It's delivered like it's come from your local Amazon driver. You know, this reminds me of the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? It's not that difficult. So it's like, what came first, your love energy or your desire for what you want? Well, the love always comes first. Being in that love vibration, you're reconnecting to the essence of who you are. You know, we came here as the essence of love as babies. You know, we didn't have any fear. We were just love energy. And we matched our field of potentiality. And then all the fear came in. And then we didn't match it anymore. But when we could get there, you know, we'd manifest something from that field. And now we're coming full circle back to that love essence that we are, reconnecting with that. And when we do that, when we're in that state of peace and love, and you have that thought, your order's placed, and then it's delivered. So when you're listening to this meditation, just do your best to just follow the guidance in the meditation and just let that energy flow. We relax into the breath to infuse your energy centers with love of the highest order, to raise your vibration to that of the greater consciousness of your superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within, freeing the body from the past, opening the way for your new future. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap. Just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And with a deep breath, now rest your awareness in the first energy center in your body, around the perineum. And as you rest your awareness in this center, become aware and sense the energy of space around your body from this center. And now infuse this energy center with love of the highest order, forgiving and healing shame, guilt, all energy that's less than love. And again, infuse this center with love of the highest order. Sincere love of your heart, filling this space full from the inside out, feeling whole and complete, reconnected as one with the divinity within, building a new solid foundation of love of the highest order for your new life. This love blends together your mind, body, and spirit at the elevated emotion of love. And this love expands and broadcasts out a new signature of energy, and the universe responds. Surrender the need to push to the greater consciousness, and allow the greater consciousness to respond to you in the way that's right for you, responding with the desires of your heart or better. And now rest your awareness in the second center, a few inches below your navel. Just become aware of the space inside your body that this center occupies. And as you rest your awareness in this center, become aware of the space beyond this center, around your body. feel the energy within your body and around your body in space. And now bless this center with love of the highest order, visioning this love being shared amongst the atoms, the molecules, the chemicals, the cells, the tissues, the organs, shared with all the systems of the body. And just vision your body absorbing this new frequency of energy, lifting the vibration of this center to a new state of being. Releasing the need to hold on to the pain of the past. Releasing the past of yesterday to fully be in this moment in time. Transforming past pain and suffering. Setting you free. Free to experience a new tomorrow. And just infuse this center with love for the greatest good, with clarity of thought, vibrating in love of the highest order, at a new level of coherence, wholeness, peace, and bliss. Love heals in all directions of time. And now surrender to the greater consciousness and allow it to work for you as love of the highest order, as one with the divinity within. And now shift your awareness to your third energy center, the solar plexus, your upper abdomen, and rest your awareness here within your body. And now just expand your awareness out to sense the volume of space around this third energy center and feel this expansion of energy beyond your body. And as you rest your awareness in this space, infuse this third center with the love vibration of the highest order. And just infuse this love for the greatest good and fill it with new information of this impassioned, elevated love energy of coherence, of wholeness, of order. And just breathe deeply and feel the flow and expansion of this love energy, and feel your body respond. And now surrender it into the field of the greater consciousness, and allow this consciousness to organize it in a way that's perfect for you. Surrender. Just let go and simply be this magnetic love energy. And now move your awareness to the next energy center and focus your awareness here in that sacred space of your heart, right behind your breastbone. And rest your awareness in this creative center, bringing it to life. And as you breathe deeply into this center, as you rest your awareness here, become aware of the space around this fourth energy center of your heart. And now feel the volume of space beyond your body. And now with a deep breath, infuse this center with love of the highest order. With a full exhale, feel this love energy bloom and expand and broadcast out a new signature of energy into the stillness. Broadcast out a new energy that elevates the vibration of your body in love and gratitude, in appreciation. And with another deep breath, again, fill this center with coherent love energy. And this energy opens your heart, and you feel who you really are, as one with the divinity within. And now focus the love that is your essence here, in this heart center, grounded in wholeness, immersed in love of the highest order, freedom and joy, and welcome your higher self to speak to you. And now surrender the vibration of this love energy as the signature of your awareness. And this love energy broadcasts out to your field of potentiality. Allow the love energy to work through you. Simply let it flow. Release this love energy So the physical experience of your energy be made manifest in a way that's perfect for you. And now ascend your energy, your focus and awareness to the fifth center of your throat. And rest your awareness in this center, inside your throat. And as you rest your awareness in this blessed center, can you sense the energy of space beyond your throat, outside your body? And now feel the energy of space in and around your throat. Use this center with love of your greatest good, that your words become law, that you speak with clarity and purpose, that you express who you really are, that your declarations be made law. In wholeness, in truth, in coherence. Fill this space with information and let your body respond and ascend to a greater, fearless consciousness of thought. Release this love energy to the field of the greater consciousness, that it may be executed in a way that is perfect for you. And now move your awareness to the sixth center and rest your attention in a space between the back of your throat and the back of your head at your pineal gland. And as you rest your awareness in this center, embrace the volume of space around this center. Feel the volume of space beyond your head. And now infuse this center with a new frequency of love of the highest order. A new energy of new information and matter responds to this impassioned, elevated emotion of energy. Doors to dimensions are revealed to you. And you see through the veil of this reality. You know the hidden meaning behind all things, the illusions and physical world fears fall away. release the power of this love into the field. Planting fertilized seeds of love in limitless possibility. And now ascend your awareness to the seventh center behind your eyes, in the center of your head. And as you rest your awareness in the center of your head, take a deep breath and expand your awareness and the sense of energy beyond this internal center. And feel the energy of space around your head. And now infuse this center with love of the highest order for your highest outcome. The love, energy, and information that you infuse into this center is consumed by the cells, the glands, the tissues surrounding this center. And this center ascends to the greater consciousness of the divinity within, in harmony with the body, and the field responds. And just release the magnetic, elevated energy of your desires into the field. And allow this energy to be organized and executed in a way that's perfect and natural just for you. And now ascend your awareness to the space above your head, the portal from energy to matter. And as you rest your awareness in this center, fill this center with all the love of your heart, that love that is your essence, vibrating in true gratitude of how it would feel when your prayers are already answered, when your heart's desires are fulfilled. You feel the appreciation of a future made manifest. And the anticipation and expectation of something profound finding you and magnetizing to you peace, joy, happiness, experiences of your highest and best good, this or better. Surrender to this experience and allow the energy to flow. And now simply become aware of the space around your body. and sense the energy beyond your outstretched arms, beyond your fingertips. And feel the information, the desires of your heart that you want to broadcast into the field of the greater consciousness. Feel them. Who do you want to be when you open your eyes? Feel it. Feel the joy. Feel the deep sense of peace within. The bliss of happiness. For whatever you broadcast as energy into the field, in a coherent signature, combined with an elevated, impassioned emotion, is mirrored back to you. Your passioned energy gives life to matter. Remember this feeling and release all need to force this energy. Surrender your efforts. Surrender your efforts to a greater consciousness. And this release of impassioned energy shows cause in your life. The energetic flow is real. Be open to receive and measure the effects of the power within you as your experience. Your desires made manifest. And we ground into this energy as a new, empowered, peaceful state of being. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down through the soils, down to that healing, loving light at her center, where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring this love that you are. And with a deep breath, just pull that healing, loving light and that love that you are back up through the roots, back up through the soils, back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. Fully connected with the divinity within. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you. Okay. So, as usual, there will be a recording of this meditation, just the meditation only, as well as the full class on the Deep Dive Central webpage. But I've also included the meditation with another 20 minutes or so of music so that you can just continue sitting and being and integrating the movement of all that energy. So you'll have both of those on the Deep Dive Central webpage. And like I say, I think I already put it there, but if I didn't, I will put it on there just as soon as we're done here. Okay, so let's recap. Today we talked about the energy of our planet, our individual energy and our tools, and we experience the blessing of the chakra energy center meditation. And you will want to allow your body to align with all the energy you moved with this meditation. And you'll find the meditation, like I said, on the Deep Dive Central web page. Just be sure that you download those to your devices so you can listen to it anytime that you want. And please write in your daily journal pages. Set your daily intentions. Use your chaos flush when you need it. Forgive what's been unforgiven when it's revealed to you, and no more stuffing that energy. Consciously choose to be the love vibration and immerse yourself in gratitude. And when you find that, things happen in our lives and, we get angry or we get frustrated. And when we find that we're spending a lot of time in that energy, we get that opportunity to consciously choose to be a different energy, a different vibration. And sometimes it's not easy because, things happen that we're not in agreement with, but we have to do that for ourselves. It's like the oxygen masks dropped, and we have to put that on ourselves first. So we have to take care of our energy first, even though it might be, we might be upset about something that, we're really not in agreement with and we don't like it at all. We all have things happen in our lives, always. We live human lives, things are going to happen, but we have to be able to manage our own energy. And if we don't consciously choose, then we default to whatever the dominant energy of our subconscious is. And if that's anger or frustration or sadness, I put out a notice of the deep dive, another class, like just this class for next week starts next week. I was going to start it this week, but anyway, had to push it off till next week. But I posted it in the Facebook group, and I have to go in and respond. This lady posted that, well, she has stage 4 cancer and she didn't ask for this. And she's really upset about that because her life is terrible now. And I can see that. Awful things happen, they happen all the time. People are abused, people are in situations that they don't want to be in, whether it's for themselves or somebody they love, it happens every day. And we can stay in that energy, that despair, that anxiety, that pain. It's her life, and whatever energy she chooses to be in, it's her life. But when we can choose to be in a higher vibration, life is easier. Even if our body doesn't heal, just like with the Reiki, my little magic, my other one, he took Reiki treatments from others. He took Reiki treatments from me. We used holistic ways to help heal him, and they were working, and the tumor in his bladder shrank. It was huge and it shrank down to just a sliver. And then it immediately started coming back. But we had him another 6 months. everybody's human body is going to die. Our dogs are going to die. Everybody's going to die. But the spirit lives on. The spirit is eternal. And we just have to hold to that and not live in fear and despair and just do the best we can because that's all there is. But when we have tools we can use, it makes our life easier. And when we can choose to be that love vibration, we raise ourselves out of the pain of this physical world. And when we raise ourselves high enough to that love and peace, we can counterbalance out all those people who are in such despair, bringing in the light. And that's all we can do. But we can do it. We can choose to be in another vibration, and we can choose to be happy over intense and terrible despair. We have that power to choose. Which reminds me, are you sitting in gratitude for at least 15 minutes three times a day? It's life-changing. The more we can stay in gratitude, which is the ultimate state of receivership, the more we can stay in that vibration of gratitude and love energy, not only is our life easier, but we're able to manifest more wonderful experiences from that energy. The universe just mirrors it right back to you. And that's the magic of our life. We have to step to the plate and live it. We have to make those conscious choices. And I'm right there with everybody. You know, I live in a human body too, and I get angry or upset. But how long am I going to stay in that vibration? That's the question. How long am I going to stay there? Is it going to be half an hour, 5 minutes, 3 days, 2 weeks, a month, a year? You know, depending on what it was, there's been years. That's no good. It robs us of our joy and can destroy us in the end. Okay. You have choices. You have the power. Thank you so much for being here. This completes our call.